But first, the General Services Administration is looking to get some of the rote work out of federal procurement. It's looking to use robotic process automation, a kind of artificial intelligence, to do simple but necessary tasks. That'll free up the acquisition workforce to do more of the important thinking work of acquisition. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has more.
There's a lot of modernization work going on in government right now. Under the Trump administration, federal agencies are going through an IT modernization with an emphasis on improving online services. But the government is looking to modernize the way it buys things, to make it faster and to make it more cost-effective. To do that, the General Services Administration is looking at robotic process automation. Think of it as a kind of artificial intelligence. It's not an actual robot sitting next to you in the office. It's a commercial computer script, and it can tackle menial jobs like copying and pasting information onto forms. Right now, most of that work is being done by contracting officers, and it's not very engaging work. Jeff Lau is the acting regional commissioner for the Northeast and Caribbean region of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. He's been working on bringing AI solutions to the way government buys stuff. Speaking at an ACT IAC event Tuesday, he said AI can help his employees at a time where the workforce is shrinking.
The reality is, in a given week, there's only so many man hours. We have so many FTE, and you can only streamline processes so much. And that's where robotic process automation, I think, plays a valuable role. For those not familiar with RPA, just think of anything you do today that's labor intensive or administrative in nature. Anything that requires a keyboard stroke or a mouse click. That process can probably be automated using RPA technology. It's not a robot that's going to sit next to you. It's a software, lightweight, commercially available software that you can download onto your computer and start automating things.
There are a few test cases of AI in government, and they all started small. In 2015, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services launched Emma, a virtual assistant that directs online users. Emma collects about 20,000 responses daily and has a 90% answer rate for questions in English. And the Army has Sergeant Star, an AI assistant that answers questions on the service's recruiting website, GoArmy.com. But at GSA, Lau says he thinks AI could give contracting officials more time to work on projects with a higher return on investment.
From an employee engagement standpoint, suddenly I'm 1102, you know, I have this power called a warrant, and I'm no longer spending most of my day cutting and pasting addresses or telephone numbers. I'm doing important high ROI stuff, such as contract negotiations, engagement with industry and customers, and really making themselves a better contracting workforce. And we all benefit from that.
When he started out, Lau said he had zero funding. What he did have was a personal laptop and a free software demo. Lau knew how the process worked, and he had someone on his team who took programming in college. And pretty soon, he said his team got results.
Over the course of, I would say, maybe 20, 30 hours, we had tangible results. We developed two use cases using RPA software against our schedules program. And I'll give you, for example, the first use case. It was doing a validation whether or not a vendor is eligible to do business with the government. So EPLS, right? Excluded Party Listing System. We were able to have the bot pull a DUNS number from a offer, go to the website, run validation, print PDF results, drop in an email.
Lau had a great proof of concept, but he needed to sell the idea to GSA management. And pretty soon, he got the chance. He sat down with the Federal Acquisition Service Leadership Council, and he gave them a demonstration of how this robotics process tool worked. The way Lau describes it, the meeting went pretty well.
I ran this demo live, and I showed the software on the screen, pressed the run button, and within 10 seconds, everyone's email, their phone was dinging. Their phone's buzzing. Everyone looked down, and I said, check your email. And when they opened the email, the bot had just sent them the results of the task. And it would take a human being, I've timed it, about 15 minutes to do the process. It took the bot less than 10 seconds. We did a second use case, a little bit more detail, pulling information from vendor offers, from websites to populate a pre-negotiation memo, which is something we do internally. A process that took 22 minutes for a contracting person to do took the bot under 20 seconds. And that's just the beginning.
Lau says automation could really help his employees do their jobs better, but a lot of people, in and out of government, think automation could replace their jobs. So Lau ran his AI demo during a town hall meeting with his entire contracting workforce, the very people whose jobs this would impact. After the demo, Lau said his employees were pretty happy with the results.
The reaction wasn't, oh my God, robots are going to take over. The conversation really was about what else can we automate? There are these pain points in my daily task that I have to do and they're required to do, but It's really administrative in nature. And they were looking forward to that opportunity where they could focus on higher ROI things. I've seen the workforce shrink over the last 5 to 10 years. When I first started my career with GSA, there was a lot more opportunity to do training. Now we're heads down doing the work because if they're not doing it, who else is? I think there's an opportunity for us to provide training with their freed up time to develop them into more well-rounded acquisition workforce, where if they're focused on just schedules today, maybe they're doing assisted acquisition tomorrow. So really showing them the opportunity or possibility of where robotics isn't going to take over their job, rather it's going to augment the work, and really having a digital employee sit alongside them, right? Not actually there, but in the systems, right? In the cloud, kind of make their life easier and they can do more challenging work.
But AI isn't the end-all be-all. Justin Herman is GSA's Emerging Citizen Technology Interagency Program Lead. He says a lot of agencies are asking about robotics process automation. But Herman says if you're just adding RPA to a broken process, all you're going to have is a faster broken process. Still, Herman said automation has the power to give contracting officers more time to do the job they're paid for.
There's a lot of focus on, are we automating people? We're not taking people out of the process. We're taking the robot out of the people themselves and freeing it up so people can focus more of their time better on what they do best. And most of the research looking at it, and any time there's been such changes through innovation as we're experiencing right now, is creation. And because once you take some of these menial tasks out of the way, and once there's already, you know, analysis already being done that perhaps you had teams doing before, now it's already taken care of. What are some of those other challenges at the table that now with our limited resources, we can then tackle?
In Washington, Jory Heckman, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.